Hello there, my name is Christian and I'm with FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults and responsible for the household. Would that be you?
But do I sound like an adult? I hope.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
thank you so
this is about this is about hurricanes.
Yes, and damage reduction. Yes, about your perception of hurricanes threats and damage reduction.
Well, and we live in Florida. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like breathing. We're going to get hurricanes.
Okay.
So,
yes. And do you is your home a single family home, a townhome, and
a single family.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
We own.
Okay. And can you please tell me what year was your home built?
1990.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Have any upgrades or modifications been made to the property? Like roofing upgrades?
Quite a bit. Roofing, air conditioner, flooring, water heater, water softener.
Have you changed your windows to impact windows?
Nope. We're not gonna do that for a while.
Have you done any drainage upgrades?
Drainage updates? We don't need it.
Okay. Thank you.
We're fine.
How many years have you been a permanent resident of the state of Florida?
Since 1959. So quite a bit. 64 years, I guess.
64, okay.
69, 7, I guess 59, 69, 79, 8, 9, 9, 9, 2009, 2019. Oh, seven, let's see. Yeah, 59 we moved here. I was 10. So it's, mm-hmm. They make it 64.
Okay, thank you. And are you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm?
Yeah.
Yes. A Category 1 hurricane?
Yeah.
A Category 2 hurricane?
Probably. I mean, living in Florida, I don't know. I don't remember all the categories, but I'm sure whatever the categories are that we've had it in Florida. Yeah.
What year was the last tropical storm that you experienced? Do you remember?
Tropical storm was Hurricane Ian. We lost our trailer. We lost our mobile home. Our camper.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Three trees fell on it.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the year?
Let's see. 22, I believe it was. 22. I mean,
okay.
I have pictures of it, so...
Do you remember
the exact year? Huh?
Okay. Do you remember the year of the Category 1 hurricane, or the name?
I sure don't know. They just, you know what, they all go together. You know, we're just so used to it. It's like a thunderstorm. It really is. I mean, it's, you know, we just get ready for it. And
okay.
Let me see if I can tell you the year that, I have pictures. Hold on just a second, if you wouldn't mind.
No, that's fine.
Getting to it. I can tell you, I'm sure it was 22. Let's see. No, that wasn't it. Hold on just a second. I took pictures of it it was October 2nd, 1922. So it was like a few days before that, the end of September.
Okay. All right.
And that was Ian. That was Ian.
That was Ian, okay.
Yeah. So,
let's move.
I don't remember dates. They just, you know, we just prepare for them, and that's all we can do, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, I can't. Offhand, I can't remember. I'm trying to think of our lanai and everything, but no. Nope.
What about the mobile home that was damaged?
Yeah, that was our camper. We didn't live in it. We camped.
Oh, you guys didn't live in it. Okay, all right.
We didn't live in it. We lived in it like, you know, a week when we went camping.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So no, okay.
No.
How vulnerable, in the present time, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, a tornado, or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I'd say somewhat. I think everybody is vulnerable to a tornado,
okay.
Especially.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if it comes, we get always get tornado warnings and things like that, and we're just kind of watching the weather, you know. But, I mean, just somewhat. I'm not extremely, I mean, what can you do? I mean, why worry about it, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing you can do about the weather.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Okay, let's move on. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up a hurricane shutter and board up your home? Yes or no?
Yeah, we board up the windows in the front, and
okay.
we kind of with our garage door, we have a long wood, you know, I don't know, 2x4 that we secure the garage door with. And that's about it. We do the front of the house, basically.
Okay, thank you.
Board up.
Would you buy supplies and equipment?
Probably, some plywood, but I think we have enough. I don't know that we would. Probably just water, you know.
Okay.
But not
yes.
not equipment. We have all the tools and everything we need to, to do that.
Okay. Would you call the insurance company? Yes or no?
Well, yeah, if we had damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if necessary, would you evacuate?
No, we don't have to. We're not in an evacuation zone.
Okay.
No, we don't. Everybody comes to my house. Have to be evacuated.
Okay. All right. So if you had to, when would you like to begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? Within 48 hours, within 36 hours, or within 24 hours?
Probably 24.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't take long, you know.
Okay. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain? Are you somewhat certain? Or are you not certain at all?
Certain. Very certain.
Very or somewhat? Very.
Oh, very. Yeah. Very.
Okay. Please select your top three sources of information. So I'm going to go down the list, and then you can pick three of those, okay?
Okay.
The internet sources other than social media, the radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, and social media.
TV, basically, and radio if I'm in the car, but TV would be the basic thing. We don't get the newspaper or anything anymore, so it would be the TV.
Okay, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Most prepared.
Okay, thank you.
We have food, we have stoves, we have, we're well prepared.
Okay, that's
we
good.
I don't know what you call them, the food that lasts a long time. You know, we have food like that. We bought a water purification system. We could probably, you know, use our pool for water, and stuff. So we're well prepared.
Okay. That's good. Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? And then I'm going to go down the list and you can tell me yes or no, okay?
Okay.
Property taxes?
No.
Transportation costs?
No.
Cost of food or other essentials?
Nope, we're prepared for that.
Cost of housing?
Nope, our house is paid for.
Cost of childcare?
No, we have no children. I mean, no small children.
Loss of income or employment?
We're retired.
Cost of insurance?
Nope, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? You said no, right?
No, it's not.
Okay. When would you... Oh, sorry about that. See... Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Mm-hmm. Would you go to a local shelter, to a family member's house, another location within the state, another location to another state, or would you not leave your under any circumstances?
It would really honestly all depend on the size, because I live in the Tampa Bay area, so we're close to water, and it would all depend. I'm not that close. I don't live in Tampa, so but it would all depend, but I think we would stay at home. I mean, because we're way above flooding. You know, our house is above, you know. So I think we would probably stick it out, because, I mean, where would we go, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we could go to the middle of the state, but the state's not that wide. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
It's very narrow.
Yeah, yep, you know. So
yeah.
Sometimes it encompasses the whole state. You know,
yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
How many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Two? Okay.
Two that are drivable. Two are in the garage.
Okay. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. That's my husband's, you know, that's his area.
That's okay. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain you could?
Certain?
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased, increased, or remained the same?
I think it remained the same.
What about the last 3 years?
I believe they've remained the same, yeah.
Okay, thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgages to cancel out their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider that if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay.
We would not cancel our homeowner's insurance.
Okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Oh, that's a hard one. That's a hard one. I would probably say federal, as long as they help the whole state, you know, and not just, I mean, whatever area was impacted, I believe like FEMA should probably be involved. You know, so I mean, it's only, I mean, our taxes are paying, you know, so let the
yeah, exactly,
right?
Exactly. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
5 would be yes, they are.
Okay. How confident are you that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
Who would that be? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Okay, so the question, I'm going to go down, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, options here.
Okay.
The question is, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
I'm not quite sure about that. What I'd say about a 4. You know, Florida's okay. really good about that. We've got a good governor, you know, and I'm sure, okay. I'm sure they're on it.
Okay. How confident are you that the new building developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I don't know. I would imagine that that's in their mind when they're building a building.
Okay.
It has to be now. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say a four.
Okay. And how confident are you that new developments take into account flood risks? Would you say about the same four?
Yep.
Okay. And how confident are you that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I'd give it a four. Yeah.
Four. Okay.
I think people have learned. You know, living in Florida, I think people have learned, and that's on their mind because it's just us. I mean, it's
yeah,
Florida,
exactly.
So it's Florida. So I think everybody just takes into consideration the hurricanes.
Exactly. Changing gears a bit, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think, the high tide, yeah, but no, I don't
okay.
think so.
All right. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, 33 feet
mm-hmm.
above sea level, and are especially
mm-hmm.
vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned?
No, I'm very slightly concerned. I am 1,000 feet from the Alcy River, and it would take a catastrophe for it to flood us. I mean, we're fine. I am not concerned of flooding at all.
Okay. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were most important in making that decision, okay? I'm going to go down the list, and then you can tell me which ones. You can pick more than one.
Okay.
the neighborhood, schools, crime rate, pricing.
Okay, well, let me tell you something.
Huh?
Let me tell you something. When we built our house, there were no other houses around other than two.
Oh,
so
okay.
consideration was the trees. We live on a corner. And so schools, I have no kids in school, so that didn't bother me at all. The neighborhood,
okay, so
there was no neighborhood. So I would say if you have trees or things like that, that's why we bought the lot that we bought. And
okay, so I have an option here of other, in your own words, how would you describe that?
The oak trees. I mean the.
Would you say because you picked the,
yeah.
the spot because you were surrounded by nature?
Yes.
Okay.
But now I'm surrounded by homes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I still have my trees. So it was a subdivision that it was just being. Basically, just being built, and there was no one back here where we bought, except for two homes that were built.
Mm. Yeah, it must have been a long time. It must have been a long time ago, huh?
Well, it was 1990. That was about 34
years.
Oh,
no, not that long ago.
No. There was
okay.
no sidewalks, no street lights. You know.
Oh, so you like live? Yeah, that's why you had a camper because you like to nature. You like to be around nature, huh?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, good. All right. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year? Between 1 and 3?
Forever. Forever.
Forever? Okay.
Forever.
Forever
yeah.
and never.
Really, that's in how... my heart.
Yes. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished, okay?
Okay.
What age group do you belong to? Between 18 and 34, between 35 and 54, between 55 and 64, or 65 or older?
65 and older.
Okay. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two people and three dogs.
Okay. Any of those two people under the age of 12?
No. That's just me and my husband.
And both are over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital status? You're married?
Married.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of schooling completed by an adult member of the household?
I was some college, and my husband was in the military. So he was some college, but he was in the Air Force for 24 years. So he got a lot of schooling.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
And what racial group do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian, white.
Okay. And what language is mostly spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And please tell me which is the income range of your household. Is it between under 20 grand, between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100, or over 100?
Over 100.
Okay. Well, that concludes our survey, ma'am. You have been great help, and you were a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your kindness. Okay, and have yourself a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.